Welcome back to another episode of New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name is Jen. And on today's show, we're going to talk about Just Another Ordinary Day, part trois. Yep.
Got mad skills? Now hone them. Learn new skills or improve your existing ones with online video tutorials and training from lynda.com through our special link at cat5.tv/lynda. Learn software, technology, creative and business skills you can use today to help you achieve your professional goals. Join today and start learning. We'll give you this chance to try it absolutely free with unlimited access to all of the courses. Sign up now for free, cat5.tv/lynda.
Welcome back to Another Ordinary Day on New Every Day. And Jen, we've talked about how God, when we invite Him into our lives, He turns our ordinariness into something extraordinary and gives us opportunities to see Him moving in our lives.
Yes.
And you brought up an individual in the Bible who had many ordinary days and then some truly extraordinary days that changed his life.
Yes. So last week we talked about Peter and John and how amidst their ordinary day of going through the temple, a lame man was there and simply, you know, asked them for money. And in that moment, they through the power of the Holy Spirit, he was healed. And so we're going to jump into and that became an opportunity for the gospel to be told. So we're going to jump into the Old Testament today and look at just a regular young man, his name, David, and just a regular guy, youngest in his family, probably got picked on all the time. And so he was sent out. He was a shepherd boy. He just looked after his father's sheep. And then one day a man named Samuel comes. He was the great prophet and has supper with his family for what he thought. David wasn't even invited
to the supper.
He wasn't invited to the supper. He was out because somebody had to look after the sheep. And so there is Jesse, his dad, with, you know, all of his sons there, you know, and yet Samuel didn't want to see any of those sons because, you know, he first saw Eliab, I believe, the oldest, and thought, oh,
it's got to be him. He's got to be the one that God wants to make king over Israel.
Yes. And God's like, no way, man. And basically Jesse trots out all of his sons and Samuel's like, no, 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 no. And finally he's like, is there anybody else? And Jesse's like, you've got to be joking. It's just like,
oh, there's David.
There's David, and he's looking after the sheep. And so there's, you know, so Samuel's like, run and get David. Could you imagine? Like, he's just an ordinary kid, an ordinary shepherd boy. And so they go out, they get him, they bring him back, and God's like, that's him. And so here is David being anointed in front of all of his brothers, and he's like, I woke up this morning beside a sheep. Like, it was an ordinary day.
Yeah.
Like, and we've all experienced this, where a phone call has radically changed our day for good or for bad.
For good or for bad. Yep.
And so here, he gets the text message from dad. Hey, Samuel wants to see you. Come on in. And so he comes in, and Samuel anoints him to be the king of Israel. Ordinary just became extraordinary. Like, what? Just went
from his low-end job to the king.
Yes. Now,
he didn't jump in the palace right away, though.
No, he did not jump in the palace. In fact, he probably went out back to his shepherd job, because we're told later on in chapter 17 of 1 Samuel that his brothers were off at war. And his dad texts him again saying, come on in. You got to take some lunch out. You got to take food out to your brothers. And it's interesting because David does all of this in obedience. Never wants to say,
like, well, I'm the king, yo.
Yeah.
I don't need to bring them cheese.
Yeah. Nothing. He just obeys. Isn't that interesting? He just simply obeys.
I never thought of that, Jen. Okay.
And so he comes in. He gets, you know, the lunch bags, the cooler, takes it out. And just doing what any other brother would be doing. That's just it. Like, it's so ordinary when you think of it. You know, gets the text, comes in, gets the food, goes off. And his brothers are hiding along with all the other Israelites because they are afraid of this giant named Goliath who comes out every day and says, you know...
let's read that.
Okay. Well, it says... verse 16.
Of which chapter?
It's chapter 17. It says, for 40 days, the Philistine came out every morning and evening and stood before the Israelite army. And in front of that, it says, verse 8, he stood and shouted to the Israelite soldiers, why have you taken positions for battle? I'm a Philistine, and you are Saul's servants. Choose a man and send him to fight me. If he can fight and kill me, we will be your servants. But if I can kill him, you will be our servants. Then he said, today I stand and dare the army of Israel. Send one of your servants to fight me. When Saul and the Israelites heard the Philistines' words, they were scared. And then it goes into tell about how David was sent out to feed his brothers. And the giant did this for 40 days.
40 days is a long time.
It is a long time. And so David, he goes out and takes the food to his brothers. And he hears this giant accusing God's people. And David, in verse 25, David's like, what is going on? Because the men are running away and hiding. He says, they said, look at that man. He keeps coming out to challenge Israel. The king will give much money to whomever kills him. He will also let whoever kills him marry his daughter. And his father's family will not have to pay taxes in Israel. David asked the men who stood near him, what will be done to reward the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the shame from Israel? Who does this uncircumcised Philistine think he is? Does he think he can speak against the armies of the living God? In David's mind, that was ordinary talk for him.
And here, in his mind, they already won.
Yeah. Like, why are you so afraid? We are the armies of the living God. Like, for him, I don't think he was being, like, bold. I think he was just being honest. Like, why are we running away from this? Like, we serve God. For him, that was just out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Because he was, you know, a young guy. So who was he to, you know, say anything? And yet he's saying, but we belong to God. He was just saying what everybody else should have been saying. So, and that's something to think about. Is our talk as believers in such a way that it becomes ordinary to talk about an extraordinary God?
That is a really good question. And when we get together with our friends who believe the same things, is our talk about what is God doing and how amazing he is? And you know what? I've caught that in myself sometimes where I don't engage in the conversations that I should. It's not bad.
Right.
Sometimes when I talk about with my Christian friends, but if Jesus is the Lord of my life, God is the King, you know, this is my life. He is my life. Then it should be part of our conversation, shouldn't it?
Right. Like, it should just come out. You know, when we start to get discouraged or fearful, do we join in with the fear as what they were being afraid? True. Or do we say, but God?
And oftentimes, whether it's at work or with, you know, friends, and they're talking down.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know, I'm never going to get this vacation, and, man, the morale is really bad, or blah, blah, blah. And sometimes, instead of offering a word of truth and encouragement, I just either don't say anything or kind of go along with it.
Yeah. And so that's something that we need to be mindful of, is does our ordinary talk represent an extraordinary God?
Right. We should have extraordinary talk that becomes ordinary to
us. Where it's just natural that we would immediately say,
well, God can deal with that.
Well, God can deal with that. Like, who... does he think he can speak against the armies of the living God? Like...
And then he goes on to say, is there not a cause? Like, come on. Let's get things going.
Yeah. And he goes on to say to King Saul, don't let anyone be discouraged. I, your servant, will go and fight this Philistine. Like, it's nothing. Like, I come before you in the name of the living God. Like, it was part of David's ordinary to have an extraordinary God. Hmm. That was just who he was. He allowed his ordinary to be extraordinary. He didn't settle for the mundane, the doubt, the fear. He settled for the fact that he served an almighty, all-powerful God. So his ordinary day seems extraordinary to us, but for him it's just ordinary. His ordinary was extraordinary because he allowed God to move in and through him.
You know, Jen, when I think of like the definition of ordinary, something's only ordinary if it has happened multiple times in the same way, right? Because it's expected. Mm-hmm. And sometimes to talk about God, maybe to talk about God at your workplace or with family even, can feel awkward.
Yes.
Initially. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes the devil wants to discourage you, being like, well, you don't really believe that. You've never talked about it before. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just saying that to make yourself feel better. You know, if a situation comes up and you say, you know what, I believe that God can guide us through the situation, or why don't we pray about it? When you start to talk that way, it can feel awkward and not very ordinary. But I feel that as we continue to walk in obedience, Jen, it will become more ordinary for us.
Yes.
Right?
I agree. Because he talks about in verse 37, the Lord who saved me from the lion and the bear will save me from this Philistine. Like, it is ordinary to us is extraordinary, which is his ordinary.
Like, yeah, really.
Because like you said, he just got used to trusting God. So when the Philistine came up, he's just like, it's another bear, it's another lion. God saved me from those before. Why would he not save me now? Especially when that Philistine is rising up against the armies of the living God.
Yeah.
So for him, this was a no-brainer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for us, we're like, whoa, what's going on? But for him, it's like, this is nothing. Because his ordinary day was so couched in who God is that it was like, well, let's get going. Let's just do it. And so, which for some reason, I have to continually be reminded of the extraordinary God that we serve.
Mm-hmm. And it just takes that one step out, mm-hmm. and God will meet you there.
Yes.
You know, when Jesus called Matthew, mm-hmm. he's like, okay, come on. And he just took that one step. Yes. Changed his life.
Yes. And that reminds me of a song that says, enough light for the next step. It's just the next step. We just have to take the next step. In obedience, in faith, in trust, take the next step. Now, the Lord does not say those steps have to be running.
Yeah.
It's a step. It's a step. It's a step. And that's all that David did, was just obediently one step after another, till the point...
The lion, the bear.
The
Maybe
lion.
He started with a squirrel, you know.
And that's
a rabbit squirrel.
Yeah. He probably did. He started small and worked himself out. God, you know, first out does not necessarily ask us to slay a giant.
Yeah.
But it does say, to whom much is given, much is expected. So if you have walked through some pretty hefty trials... odds are the Lord is going to continue to present you with things because you've been found faithful.
Or give you the opportunity to encourage someone else who's going through something similar.
Yes.
And maybe it's not like a big thing like, okay, I want you to go preach this sermon on Sunday mm-hmm. to 100,000 people, but maybe it's, I want you to call your friend that you've been thinking of and actually pray with them.
Yeah. Just little step by little step. And as a result, he said in verse 45, but David said to him, you come to me using a sword and two spears, but I come to you in the name of the Lord, all-powerful, the God of the armies of Israel. You have spoken against him. Today the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will kill you and cut off your head. Today I'll feed the bodies of the Philistine soldiers to the birds of the air and the wild animals. Then all the world will know that there is a God of Israel.
So again, he's turning over the glory to God, just like Peter and John did, right? It said, no, this is not about us.
Yes.
This is about what Jesus did, and now hear about his goodness. Yep. Same thing.
Yeah, because it says, everyone gathered here will know the Lord does not need swords and spears to save people. The battle belongs to him, and he will hand you over to us. Yes, he took the situation and glorified God in it. It is not me. I'm walking in obedience, but it is God who gives the battle. And he said, all these people will know.
Yeah, like, he's the glory. Just like when Daniel was interpreting the king's dream.
Yes.
He said, I cannot interpret dreams, but there is a God in heaven who can, you know, expound upon these mysteries and give these revelations. He said, he turns it over to God.
Yes.
And Jen, when I look at David's life, Daniel's life, John and Peter, what did they have in common? But they all spent time in prayer and getting to know Jesus and God.
I agree. So we want to encourage you today that in the midst of your ordinary day, that you make time with God, that you make time to spend time in the Word, time in prayer, time in personal worship, for godly conversations, so that it doesn't seem so strange to be talking about God. It doesn't seem so strange to just, you know, whip out that Bible verse because you've been in the Word.
Right.
It doesn't seem so strange that when you feel that tap, tap, tap of the Holy Spirit on your shoulder to talk to that person, that doesn't seem strange. It's just more, okay, God, guide me today, that I might use whatever ordinary situation is presented to me for your honor and glory, that people would come to know you, that my faith, and I'm sure David's faith was strengthened once again. I'm sure Peter and John and Daniel, when they saw, like they knew that it was going to happen because they had faith in God. But always, when we know something's going to happen or whatever, and God does show up, we're always like, and our faith is strengthened. Mm-hmm. But so often we don't even open ourselves up to let God do something because we're afraid that he's not going to show up. And yet his word so often says, when you call, I hear you. And he comes in the way that he sees fit. And so we just have to believe that he hears us, and he will respond, and he will be glorified. But you're right. David made time for the Lord. Daniel made time for the Lord. Peter and John made time for the Lord. So we encourage you today to make time for the Lord, that he will just come and minister to you. And so those things that, you know, just seem so ordinary then become, wow, an extraordinary opportunity for God to move.
Can you pray for that for us now, Jen?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you that you are an extraordinary God who does amazing things with things like obedience and faith. So, Father, forgive us where we have not obeyed, and forgive us for where we have not had faith and opened ourselves up to you. Would you remind us today that you are good, that you are faithful, and that when we open ourselves up to you, that you really will move because you're God. Help us not to see you as a little God with limited power, but an almighty God who is all-powerful. And so, Father, I ask that you would take the lesson that you've taught us today, that you would put it deep in our heart, and that we would step forth in faith. Be with our viewers. Bless and encourage them today. Thank you for Robbie Ferguson and his family, Category 5 TV. Bless and encourage them today. You are a good God. Help us to turn over our ordinary selves to you so you can do immeasurably more than we could ask or even imagine. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks again for tuning in this week. Thanks to our partners. Go to our website, neweveryday.tv, click our partners page, check them out. Got some amazing partners with us now. And we hope that you'll tune in again next week for our next episode, eh, Jen?
I agree.
Until then, have a great week.
See you later.